Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and Kuby Sausage House, Air Force Air Guns, and the Minnow Bucket on Lake Fort. Well, folks, you know, I wrote a newspaper column. I write this column that runs in 41 newspapers across the state every week, and sometimes it's a challenge what to write, especially if I'm not out actually doing something, you know. Well, this past, about 2 weeks ago, I wrote a column that is, you can read it right now, but it was about cabins and camps that I've hunted from and built, you know, cabins in the woods. I think it's one that you might enjoy if you love the outdoors. But we, my buddy Jeff Rice, who has some property up in upper end of Lake Fork up there, I hunt and fish with Jeff, and he accompanies me on a lot of my story assignments. We've fished and hunted from Canada to South Texas, had a lot of fun together. But we put a camper on his land, and I kidded him around. I said, this is probably going to be Luke's last camp. What I alluded, you hear Jeff in the background. Jeff, you got a kick out of that a little bit, didn't you?
No, I did.
Thanks for being with us, Jeff. And
glad to be here.
We've got a lot to talk about in a short time, but basically we did. My nephew is a great builder, and he built a all-metal camper. Looks like a little house and on wheels, you know, and we put that down there. That's going to be Luke's camp from now on. I'll never move it. You know, I mean, I hunt, maybe hunt out of it 15 years. Who knows? But it's going to be right there in my golden years as a headquarters. Of course, we'll use it for overflow and whatever, but that's going to be the last camp that I'm worried about. And Jeff, you're going to continue to hunt and fish all over with me, and we're going to continue filming and having a big time. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's always good to get out in the outdoors and spend it with your good buddies. And of course, you and I, we get out there, and I mean, we have so much fun. It's almost scary. You know?
Yeah, it's great to have you along, especially now that you do a lot of the filming for you do all the editing and videography for our Sportsman's Life, you know, our weekly video that we do with Larry Wysoon. And it's, you know, the say I'm invited up to Canada or wherever, and things that I've been doing for years and years. Now, if they, you know, I mentioned to these folks, well, you know, we can come right along and film. Well, they're all for that. They like just another way to get the word out on what they're doing. So it works out really well. And then you and I have a ball in the process, don't we?
No, absolutely. We have some fantastic adventures, and I think it's fun to be able to memorialize those adventures in video. And then, you know, folks out there that may not have an opportunity at this point to go and do something like that, they can live vicariously through our videos, and maybe, they'll find a time down the road where, hey, I remember that place, I want to go there. And So we can kind of show some different places and show all the fun we have along the way, for sure.
Exactly. Well, you know, folks, Jeff was he hunts with air guns, the Texan, the Air Force Air Guns Texan in 45 caliber. He used that gun this past weekend and made an awesome shot on a nice eating hog. I mean, a really good eater. I don't know how much that hog weighed, but it sure looked like it was perfect one to pick to put on the grill, Jeff, you know?
Yeah, that was about maybe, I don't know, 125, 130-pound hog. But the fun thing was, and I got to do a plug for Stealth Cam cameras, because you and I used the Stealth Cam cameras.
Yeah.
And those cameras send, you know, pictures to my phone. And there's a funny story here, and you know exactly where I'm going with this, but you know, I got pictures, and I know the hogs are coming in that morning at a certain time. So old Jeffrey decides to grab his Air Force air gun, take a little walk, and I grabbed the little chair, and I went to a little tree where you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I think you shot probably four or five hogs from that same area.
Yep, I have.
Yeah, and I just sat down there, and, of course, the feeder went off. there was a few hogs that came in before the feeder went off, but they were moving. They did not stop, really.
Checking it out.
Deer, yep. Yeah, and then a couple deer came in, and then this lone sow came in and ran the deer off. And, of course, that 45 Texan carbine, that Air Force air gun, is just a fantastic gun. And I went for the headshot, and right at the last second, he turned his head a little bit. But the video I got of that is pretty amazing, because you can actually see the swaged bullet, hit him in the forehead. And it just took him out completely. And the funny thing was I get a text from my good buddy Luke Clayton saying, "Hey, looks like you shot a hog and you're at home." Before I even had a chance to tell you I shot a hog, because you're watching it on a stealth camera. How amazing is that?
Yeah, oh yes. I had it pinged. When the hog hit, there's some water standing. Obviously, this time, as much rain as we've had, but there's water standing underneath the feeder. I saw a big splash, a wave of water up about a foot above the hog, and the hog laying in the water. And I said, "Wait a minute, Jeff is hunting this morning. He just shot one."
That's right.
And you did. That was nice. Those stealth cameras are just so cool. And you know, I think that's where game cameras, trail cameras are going, because it's not expensive. It's $7 or so per camera per month, and you don't have to worry about setting the time and worry about all that on a conventional camera. All that's done for you through the app, isn't it, Jeff?
That's the amazing thing, is how quickly and easily they are to set up. And the information that you get from a trail cam like that is very, very beneficial. I mean, for instance, I know exactly when the animals are coming in. I know what direction they're coming from. I know what I'm looking at. I mean, if it's, you know, a lone boar or, you know, a sounder of hogs or whatever, you really get an idea of what's going on out there. And if you strategically place those cameras in and around your property, you kind of have an idea of what's happening. And boy, that information to a hunter, there's nothing better, really.
That's exactly true. I noticed on that one of the, we have two cameras now, one on one side of the property, kind of in the back more or less, and then one up closer to the front of the property. But I noticed that one camera yesterday, there must have been 30 hogs, one big, maybe two sounders had joined forces, but there was wall-to-wall hogs. Hogs, Jeff, as I know a lot of our listeners probably agree, they're a menace to wildlife. They're an invasive species. They are. But they're here, and they're going to be here. And guys like you and I that love to hunt them and eat them, I mean, they're just another big bonus. I've got to the stage, I've hunted hogs since I grew up, Jeff, you know, I've told you this, between the Sulphur and the Red River. Mm-hmm. And when I was a boy back in the 60s, you know, I was born in 1950, so even when I in the late 50s, I remember people talking about going to the Sulphur River and killing hogs. And there were a few hogs close to where I lived. I lived by the Pecan Bayou, which was just down the hill from us. But I saw a few hogs growing up. But about in Texas, in about the late 70s, hogs began to really populate. And now, Jeff, as we know, they are just about everywhere, aren't they?
They really are. It's, you know, they obviously are, you know, they're very, you know, healthy, you know, tough critters. I mean, they have no natural, really, enemies other than really human beings. I mean, a small piglet could get taken out by something, I suppose. But for the most part, their survival rate is very high. And, you know, in areas where it's very thick, like where I'm at there, you can't find them. I mean, you can't get to them because it's so thick. They come to you. So there will always be large number of hogs in an area like that. So yeah,
free pork roaming the woods, which we like. Jeff, I want all of our friends listening, I would love for you to read this article that I wrote about cabins. A lot of you that hunt and fish too, you know, there's a special place for you in your brain. It might be a cabin when you grew up, but I want you to read this article about cabins, and Jeff manages the website. It's on catfishradio.org. You can read it. And Jeff, the hunt that you did would be coming up on A Sportsman's Life before very long, won't it?
It will. It will. Probably a couple weeks from now, we'll have that. We'll have that video out. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see. I was just shocked when I saw that video of how clear it was.
Yep.
You can see that bullet hitting the head of that animal, and it really was an eye-opener for me. It's like, holy cow. And then the fact that, you know, those air guns are so powerful, and the power it has to knock that animal down is quite impressive. But, yeah, it'll be coming up on A Sportsman's Life, folks. You can find us, Pride Outdoor Network, which is a Roku streaming channel. You can find us on YouTube under A Sportsman's Life. You can always go to catfishradio.org, and there will be a link there to A Sportsman's Life as well, Luke.
You betcha, you bet. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for updating me. I wasn't there. I had to leave after we got our camper all set up. But great time this weekend. Great video that you got. We'll get back and visit with all our friends before very long. How about it?
Sounds good, buddy.
Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun-related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.